The U.S. House passed a bill last month that has the potential to ban the social media app TikTok. Lawmakers are concerned about national security, while some users are worried about implications on free speech. Now that the bill is moved to the Senate, the future is uncertain. KUNR's Ember Braun has more on how some Reno residents are reacting.
Kevin Ashton is a chef for a sorority house in Reno. He also posts cooking videos on TikTok. It's something he started during the COVID shutdowns.
I was home and I had to do something and I wanted to cook. I needed an outlet. I immediately thought, oh, I want to do TikTok. I don't want to just watch them. I want to make some videos, you know.
Right down on there and try to get a real nice sear. So I got four of them. They all go down. We're going to go 3 or 4 minutes on each side. It doesn't take long. We get a nice caramelization. Look at that.
He says the platform is great for creating and connecting with others. And in March, he reached 1 million followers on the platform.
Like I say, it's a full-time job. I always say it started out as beer money and it turned into career money.
Christine Almendras has two TikTok accounts. One is for her business, Femme Flora Designs.
You know, you see the advice from other business owners. You know, you just want to put yourself out there as much as possible on every single social media app if you can.
The other features her crochet work and sometimes personal lifestyle videos.
I've met so many great friends, and it has helped me reach a wider audience in terms of outside of Reno. I have seen the benefits of TikTok, and I think it would be really sad if it went away.
But pending legislation in Congress could shut down the platform. Lawmakers say the app is a national security threat because it's owned by ByteDance, a China-based company. Some also say the Chinese government could demand access to American users' data. Nevada Democrat Representatives Dina Titus and Susie Lee, as well as Republican Mark Amaday, all voted yes on the bill. The only Nevada congressman that voted no on the bill was Stephen Horsford, who represents the 4th Congressional District. On his own TikTok account, the Democrat explained how small businesses rely on the app and that all social media should have security protections.
In Nevada alone, more than 28,000 small businesses use TikTok in order to promote their business, their products.
He says he understands the need for national security, but thinks all apps should receive the same amount of scrutiny as TikTok.
We also have to do more to hold social media platforms accountable related to their algorithms and the misinformation and disinformation in any election.
As far as national security and access to his data, Kevin Ashton says he's never really had those worries. He says he'd be upset if the platform went away.
I think like a lot of people, we're just like, just leave our TikTok alone.
Christine Almendras also shares a similar view.
I do take cybersecurity very seriously when it comes to like credit card information and your personal info. But I'm also like, what is TikTok doing that the other social media apps are not already?
It's unclear whether the bill will be brought forward in the Senate. Nevada's two Democrat senators, Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen, are currently looking at the legislation, but have not indicated how they would vote if it does. Ember Braun, KUNR News.